This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The Righteous Hand of God. Isaiah 41 verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 7 times the word fear not is used from chapter 41 to chapter 44. In chapter 41, verse 10, verse 13, verse 14, and chapter 43, verse 1 and 5, and chapter 44, verse 2 and 8. As the Jewish remnant faced the challenge of the long journey home and the difficult task of rebuilding, they could think of many causes for fear. The Lord is telling the people of Israel, do not dread and do not be dismayed, not because there are no battles, threats, and challenges on the way. It is because I am with you. One big reason not to be afraid. The Lord was with them and would give them success. God seeks to calm their fears by assuring them that He is going before them and working on their behalf. Nowhere we are promised a trouble-free life. We are promised His presence in all situations. These two things, dread and dismay, keep following us like a shadow. You tried getting rid of it, but they are there. They are very real. Dread means to feel extreme reluctance to meet or face. Dismay is to cause to lose courage, upset, perturbed. You get up in the morning with dread and dismay, you get to bed with it. These two things can drain the energy out of you, leaving you with no strength to do anything productive, is it not? You try explaining to people, but they are not able to understand. Why not try telling the Lord? He perfectly understands your situation. He knows the cause for your fear. He is your God. He will strengthen you and help you to face the situation and will uphold you. That's what the Bible says. He will not let your foot slip. The verse says, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Throughout scripture, God's right hand is the symbol of His power, His protection, His love, and His grace. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 6, we read, Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In Psalm 16, verse 11, You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 18, verse 35. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. And then in Psalm 20, verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving might of His right hand. Do not dread. Do not dismay. I do not know what you are going through today. I do not know what is the reason for your fear. And you are disturbed. You are not able to communicate. You are not even able to verbalize it properly. It has gripped you so much that you have lost your appetite. And the psalmist says, the Lord is with you. It is me, says the Lord. I am with you all the way. Remember that verse in Isaiah 41 we started with? I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. What else do we need? He is not sending anyone else to be with us. He Himself, the potter who has created us, is the one who knows us through and through. And He's the one who's saying, I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. Would you just trust Him and just commit your fears? Would you commit everything into His hands and just say, Lord, take over. Take over. I know, Lord, that you are with me all the way. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.